Here's a tune. It's a Midwestern tune. It's called Hi, Dad, in the Morning. Seem to have made off with my pick. Here come Kathy to the rescue. Thanks, Kathy. I've always said there's nothing like a good Ernest Tubb number. I'm sure a lot of you feel the same way. I've got a grand old Ernest Tubb tune I'd like to play. Side by side we'll roll along, sweetheart, you and I. And for you I'll sing the song as the years go passing by. Times may be good, they may be bad, but we'll never part. You'll always be my blue-eyed lane, and I'll be your sweetheart. Blue-eyed lane, you're the sweetest thing, and I love you so. And you'll always be the same, no matter where we go. We'll travel near, travel far, and we'll never part. You'll always be my blue-eyed lane, I'll be your sweetheart. Go wrong, you'll never fret or sigh, but we'll just keep traveling on with our heads held so high. When I gaze into your eyes, my heart and soul you claim. That's why I love you, I love you, blue-eyed lane. Blue-eyed lane, you're the sweetest thing, and I love you so. And you'll always be the same, no matter where we go. We've traveled near, we've traveled far, and we'll never part. You'll always be my blue-eyed lane, and I'll be your sweetheart. You'll always be my blue-eyed lane, I'll be your sweetheart.
You are a marvel. Thank you. Now the boy gets weird. I like to call this my Frank Bell tuning. He's a friend of mine back home. He cannot play a single note on the guitar until he has a low D string. This is a little tune, it's got a kind of a strange name to it. Actually, I don't know the real name to it, I just gave it one time. It sounded like such a stately tune, and I named it after a sort of stately art form. Carving cheese. Yeah, 5-pound blocks of cheese and X-Acto knives. And you can start off easy by making a gray eagle bush, you know, every musician dreams of one of those. Then you turn it into a small locomotive, you know. Best thing about this, you know, you can eat the scraps. I mean, if you're a painter, you don't eat the wasted tubes or anything. So everything, nothing is wasted. Eventually, you know, the art just keeps getting better and better, and you can make houses, and the final product usually is a cheese castle. Such a stately art deserves such a stately tune. It's called Carving the Cheese Castle. I made a couple mistakes. I was kind of worried whether Jerry got my mandolin string in tune. Okay, I think it's going to work. I've got one more little tune I'd like to play for you, since I am the mandolin instructor. I played this tune for my sister-in-law's wedding just a few weeks ago. She wanted me to play all my favorite tunes, so she could sit there and listen to all of them and pick out her favorite for the wedding. And I did, and I played this little tune, and sort of hesitant about telling her the name of it. When I did, oh, the wedding was almost called off. It's called Good for the Tongue.
Performer for this evening is somebody who is known to audiences at folk festivals all over the country, and Kathy Fink has toured recently with PsyCon and has been doing a great deal of singing as well as playing, and of course we here at Augusta know and love her as the person who introduced Hawaiian shirts to Augusta and the Kathy Fink fashion pick. Please welcome her.
We spend 20 minutes in every single one of my guitar classes discussing folk music and fashion. It's important to be coordinated, as you'll later find out. You know, it's a good thing Ricky didn't play my favorite tune for his sister-in-law. You used to be the cream of my coffee, but now you're my grounds for divorce. Measles and the dog's got the whooping cough. Cat's got measles and the dog's got the whooping cough. Knock on any woman, let a man be her boss. Doggone my time. Hard work, get me through this doggone
got the measles and the dog's got the whooping cough.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was recorded by Cousin Emmy. It's a pretty special version, I think, of a real nice old-time tune. I've been spending a lot of time this year with Ola Bell Reed, who grew up in North Carolina and is now a resident of Rising Sun, Maryland. She wrote a song that's kind of become part of the old-time and bluegrass hit parade, High on a Mountain, known to some of us as Intoxicated on a Hilltop. And in spending time with her, I just found out that not only is she a great resource for traditional songs and stories, and plus the stories of her own life are absolutely outrageous at times, but she is just an exceptional songwriter and has written a lot of good old-time songs from a woman's point of view. And I'm going to play you one of my favorites called Where the Wild, Wild Flowers Grow. This little ritual where first I play High on a Mountain, and then everyone who walks in the house has to play their version of High on a Mountain. It's like your ticket. And then I play her whatever song of hers I've just recently learned, at which point she has always said something like, "You know, you have your own way. You just don't sound like anybody else." I never did find out whether she meant that was good or not. part for you to join in on. What does your mama do? What does your mama do? What does your mama do while you're in school? That's the whole thing. What does your mama do? What does your mama do? What does your mama do while you're in school? She drives a great big truck. She drives a great big truck. She drives a great big truck while I'm in school. She drives a great big truck. She drives a great big truck. She drives a great big truck while I'm in school. What does your mama do? What does your mama do? What does your mama do? What does your mama do while you're in school? What does your mama do? What does your mama do? What does your mama do while you're in school? She climbs up telephone poles. She climbs up telephone poles. She climbs up telephone poles while I'm in school. She climbs up telephone poles. She climbs up telephone poles. She climbs up telephone poles while I'm in school. What does your mama do? What does your mama do? What does your mama do? What does your mama do while you're in school? What does your mama do? What does your mama do? What does your mama do while you're in school? She works at home all day. She works at home all day. She works at home all day while I'm in school. She works at home all day. She works at home all day. And she doesn't get any pay while I'm in school. What does your mama do? What does your mama do? What does your mama do while you're in school? What does your mama do? What does your mama do? What does your mama do while you're in school? Thank you. That was written by Cy Conn, who many of you know as one of the great songwriters of the South. I'm going to stray briefly from the Appalachian tradition here and play you the song that has definitely hit me the hardest in the last little while. About 3 weeks ago, I played a folk festival in Vancouver, and I got to hear an awful lot of people I've never heard before. One of them is a woman named Judy Small from Australia. She's got a fan. She's written a lot of terrific songs. This one's called Mothers, Daughters, Wives. And the first part that I sing is the chorus, and I'd love it if you join in with me. First time it was fathers, the last time it was sons. And in between your husbands marched away with guns and drums. And you never thought to question, you just went on with your lives. All they taught you who to be was mothers, daughters, wives. You can only just remember the tears your mother shed as they sat and read the papers through the lists and lists of dead, and the gold frames of the photographs your mothers kissed each night, and the door frames held shocked and silent strangers from the fight. Try the chorus. And the first time it was fathers, and the last time it was sons. And in between your husbands marched away with guns and drums. And you never thought to question, you just went on with your lives. 'Cause all they taught you who to be was mothers, daughters, wives. And 21 years later, you had children of your own. room. The trumpets sounded once again. The soldier boys were gone, and you drove the trucks and made their guns and tended to their wounds. And at night you kissed their photographs, prayed for safe returns. When the war was over, you had to learn again how to be just wives and mothers when you done the work of men. And you tried to help the needy, and you never trod on toes. And the photos on the piano struck a happy family pose. First time it was fathers, and the last time it was sons. And in between your husbands marched away with guns and drums. And you never thought to question, you just went on with your lives. 'Cause all they taught you who to be was mothers, daughters, wives. Daughters grew to women, and your little boys to men. You prayed that you were dreaming when the call-up came again. And you proudly smiled and held your tears as they bravely waved goodbye. The photos on the mantelpieces always made you cry. Now you're getting older, and in time the photos fade. In widowhood you sit back and reflect on the parade of the passing of your memories as your daughters change their lives, seeing more to their existence than just mothers, daughters, wives. And the first time it was fathers, and the last time it was sons. And in between your husbands marched away with guns and drums. And you never thought to question, you just went on with your lives. 'Cause all they taught you who to be was mothers, daughters, wives. But we are learning. Well, I'll play the other song that has most influenced me this year. By a woman named Patsy Montana, the cowboy's sweetheart. She had a big hit single in 1935 called I Want to Be a Cowboy's Sweetheart, first million-selling record for a woman in country music. Patsy decided that she didn't want to keep on singing country songs from a man's point of view, so she started writing them, her own songs. And then 1936, she wrote another one called I Want to Be Cowboy's Sweetheart Number 2. It was a big hit. 37 hits rolled on. I want to be cowboy's dream girl. Now I'm going to get the magic of tuning on stage. I have a theory about tuning on stage. You need help from the folks in the front rows. Just make faces. You know, when I hit a note that's really out, just make a face. And if it's a note that's flat, make a face sort of leaning up.